This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So I would bring my heart. I would just leave everything for the team to bring the team forward for the glory. And I'm to be a player, trying to be everywhere, help the team as much as I can, and just leave my heart for the team. Definitely improve my skating. I think it will help me to get to our level. So I would say that.
That's Sabres first round pick, Roddy Mertka. See him in a couple of years.
Yeah, he was going a little bit viral for a minute there.
For which reason?
Because there was a picture circulating of him at the Sabres press table, like taking questions with the Sabre uniform and the jersey on, and he looked absolutely miserable at the table. But apparently that's just kind of him, I guess.
Okay.
I thought of Stephon Gilmore for this immediately. And then also Matt Beauvais tweeted out a picture from the Zoom call where he's smiling like ear to ear. So I think we're good.
Did anyone else, I'm not going to do this other than tell you if you want to go ahead and search it, you could do that. Anyone else catch what is reported to be his nickname?
I did.
All right. Yes. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 is our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550.
I went to a wedding this weekend, and trust me, that was the most conversation about him was, yeah, a nickname.
All right.
You can go find that for yourself if you want it.
What's this wedding idea of the day, by the way?
There was a three-day Jeff Bezos wedding this weekend.
All right.
And day three was a full-on pajama party. Pajamas at weddings. Hey, guys, instead of doing suits and dresses.
Well,
yeah, wear pajamas. Good, bad?
Sure. Fine.
Fine? You wouldn't do it, though.
Well, I mean, if I get invited to a party, a wedding where you
are
wearing pajamas.
I mean, what would you do then? Because I have like flannel pants.
Well, first off, what would you do if you were invited to a three-day wedding? If it's, you know, on some island, yacht, whatever. It had to be somewhere.
This was in Venice.
Had to be somewhere nice.
It was Venice. Yeah.
But like, oh boy, 3 days. I don't know. That's kind of tough.
3 day wedding is a lot. Yeah.
You can invite me to a wedding on the space station. 3 days.
It would have to be a destination wedding, obviously.
Yeah. You're right. I don't think you just stay in town at, you know, the local fire hall for 3 days. All due respect
to
fire
halls. Hey, guys, this is going to be a marathon wedding. Get ready.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Have something for you. I'm Kevin Adams and the Sabres in a quick minute. But first, today, The NFL Top 100 countdown begins.
Nice.
So you've got, I've got a piece up at NFL.com. I was reading about the contenders for the number one spot.
That's,
of course, they start at, you know, 100 to 90. So maybe we see a couple Bills players along the way, but the NFL Top 100 starts today. And then every Monday, they drop 10 players. That's how that goes, right?
Yep.
Throughout the offseason here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do
we think we're likely to get a Bill between 90 and 100? Does that feel like the range for a non-Josh Allen Bill?
Sure. Pete Prisco did his rankings. He put Christian Benford and Deion Dawkins in that tier.
Okay.
And okay. I think it's very possible you can get those three are the three most likely to make it. If you're going after that, I wonder.
Wait, including Allen?
Yeah.
Allen and then Dawkins and then Benford?
Yeah. I would give Shakir an outside chance.
I almost feel like.
At getting in. I
don't think Shakir over Benford even?
Benford is
better, I think, in what he does. But I still just have this feeling that Benford.
Nobody knows
he exists.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is, but I don't feel like he got one all pro vote last year, right? Like I feel like Sharps know Benford.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Schatz was the one I think who voted gave him an all pro vote. Pete Prisco, you know, puts him in his top 100. But are players going to know like that dude,
yes.
He's a dog.
I think
they're more likely?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because yeah, that's what separates this one. I always appreciate this one because you know, we all sit around and argue who's better, and then the players just kind of felt like, this is who we think we had a good year. It's also, it's not rings obsessed, which is nice.
Right.
Not about rings. It's not really about reputation. It's about who's good. The players have chosen other quarterbacks better than Mahomes multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Tyreek Hill's the best player in the sport. The players, they don't care about positional value. Well, you'd never take a running back. Here's seven running backs in the top 100. Because the players vote that way. Mac Jones, as a rookie, made this list at 85. You don't have to think Mac Jones was good. The players did. They thought, hey, look at this kid. I'm impressed by this kid.
Wasn't Carson Wentz number two once?
I think he was number three.
Number three.
2017, Carson Wentz peaked at number three.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't matter if they think, is it sustainable? It's just who had a good year. Who was tough to play against last year? So, yeah, I mean, I wonder about Shakir for that. Could he find his way onto this list? Anyway, the NFL's top 100 that begins tonight and runs through August 29th. So it's Fridays and two new play. Wow, they're doing it different this time.
They're not doing it 10 by 10 by 10?
No, are you ready for this?
What are they doing?
All right, the NFL Top 100 used to be 10 by 10 by 10 by 10.
Yeah.
Starting Monday on X, NFL Plus, and NFL.com and running through Friday, August 29th.
Uh-huh.
Two players a day.
Wow.
Two players per day.
Like a slow draft.
Yes. Today we get number 100 and number 99.
Jeez. They are milking this thing. It's July. It's, you know, July. I'm you know what? I'm down with it. I'm down with it. There's no football stuff going on. They're trying to take down Wimbledon. How are they going to do that? We're going to release 88 and 89 today. Coming for you, Alcaraz.
Well,
that's wild.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to be sitting on a patio or on a beach in mid-July vacation. Like, a guard 64th and some defensive tackle I don't know very well, 63rd. Okay, cool. Anyway, two at a time?
It kind of gives everybody their own day. Well, they have to share it with one person.
But here's the real tough part for me. They're going to go two at a time
a day.
From 100 to 10. And then the top 10 arrives all at once. Shouldn't the top 10 be the one that's the slow reveal?
That should be the slow reveal.
10-9.
Yeah.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
8-7. 6-5. 4-3.
If anything was going to be slower, it would be that.
If there's one group of 10 you should actually pull out, it's that one.
Right. They should do 10-10, 5-5, 5-5, two, and then start going to the twos. And then maybe you do one by one. And I mean, you don't want this thing to go forever, though.
They're taking.
You just want July. You want it to get into training camp. How long is this going?
August 29th.
See, that's ridiculous because you don't need as NFL whatever. You're doing it for content, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what's the genesis of it? It's like let's get us through the slow part of the calendar. It's the only part of the calendar where there's nothing NFL, right? There's no draft. There's no combine. There's no schedule release. There's no owners meetings. No mini camp. There's nothing. This is supposed to fill the void. Why are you going all the way to August 29th when there will be, we'll be well into training camp, we'll have preseason games.
Right, there'll be other stuff to take over, and this will be just drifting along in the mid-30s.
Yeah, that's a little too far. Maybe they should have done five. Five at a time?
Yeah.
Two dragging it out that long is pretty wild, which means we don't get the top 10 for 2 months.
Yeah.
And it starts tonight.
Friday, August 29th.
It starts tonight, and we don't get it for 2 months. Who's going to be number one?
Mm-hmm. You want to know who is on the list of players that could be number one? This is NFL.com, Grant Gordon projecting, like, all right, here are the players I think could be number one.
Okay, how many are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, players that could be number one are going to be Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Correct.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Okay. Is there another quarterback here?
There is.
Jalen Hurts?
No. There is one more quarterback, though. It's Jaden Daniels. Whatever. It's just a guy guessing.
The players vote. He's number one. What about, like, Myles Garrett?
Yep.
Max Crosby?
No. Jamar Chase, Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
And Patrick Sertan.
Okay.
Again, this is one guy guessing, like, well, these guys are in the mix.
Seems pretty fair.
So, anyway. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. Okay, so, over the weekend, Kevin Adams and the Sabres, they make their draft. ESPN has given the draft class a grade. I find the idea of an NHL draft class even funnier than an NFL draft class.
Because
in the NFL, it's like, well, we can evaluate this draft in 3 years because the guys will have played for 3 years. In the NHL... If we were to evaluate the draft class in 3 years, most of the players still would not be in the league.
Right.
And
like, what's the right now, what's the most recent draft that anyone that like studies prospects or studies hockey would feel comfortable evaluating? Like, in giving like a grade to? Like, would you do
2020?
2020. There you go. So 5 years ago, that's Quinn and Peterka.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Like, you can look at those picks now and go, yeah, Quinn at 8, probably not a great pick. Peterka, though,
great
34, great pick. So 5 years.
5 years. Anyway.
That's wild.
One thing about this, though, the breakdown on ESPN on their draft grades, less about the draft grade and more about the write-up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They gave them a C+. The Sabres. Whatever, fine. You don't have to care about that.
Okay.
Now, this write-up about what the Sabres did, I feel like they're going to be a lot of... This might be 50-50. You might like this, you might not like this. But the write-up says, Buffalo had a modus operandi that was quite a bit different from previous drafts, and it showed. Talking about Mertko, the number one pick, reasonable bet to play top 4 minutes in the NHL, fits the profile, big and hard to play against. That's a bit high for him, left significant talent on the board, but the Sabres clearly identified him as an organizational need. David Bedkowski, a good selection as one of the most violent physical defenders in the draft. If he makes it, he'll fill a depth role and be a nightmare to play against. And then they finish out with, there's a real chance that those are the only players who play NHL games for the Sabres in this class, as they departed from their previous MO of drafting high-end skill. So the write-up is basically, you know, that they used to draft skilled players, and what they did in this draft was meat and potatoes, hard to play against. And their top two picks are guys that are hard to play against. To say anything of any team's draft and say, you know, their top two might be the only guys that make the NHL, that would be normal.
That's normal.
That is a very normal draft.
And you're giving a third-round pick a lot of credit to say that, like, he could make the league.
Yes, that's...
At 18. Like, odds would say he's... Just on where he was picked, he's what, 10% to make the NHL?
But when I heard Kevin Adams utter the phrase, tough to play against, I thought about another famous thing that happened in Bills history, which is, boy, took the sails out of our wind. I don't know if you remember that.
No.
All that, how that happened. There's a very famous moment in Bills history where an old coach... People get mad because I'm trying to, like, forget, I'm trying to remember this. But Malarkey said it. Like, Malarkey said they took the sails out of our wind, or maybe it was Greg Williams. And it's a gaffe from the Bills from 30 years before. You kind of said the thing you said before that was embarrassing. But whatever. Why did that come up in my brain? Because when Kevin Adams said, tough to play against, and he spent another offseason saying tough to play against, I thought back to a Sabres draft long ago. And I thought, can I find this clip? How hard would it be to find this clip? The answer is not hard. It's just on YouTube. 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Draft day for the Buffalo Sabres. They're beyond blue and gold. And the message is they want to be tough to play against.
And so when we got him, we had conversations about should we focus on forwards.
What about Zadorov? Well, Zadorov's still there.
Yeah.
My view of that is you need to focus on the player you think will have the best NHL career, and we'll sort the other stuff out later.
Spence, you want to get tougher to play against?
I do want to.
I
want to get tough to play against.
That's the route.
Zadorov just kept sliding, and he wasn't the plan. We just kind of looked at each other, so this was a no-brainer.
Pull the trigger, the big Russian.
Buffalo Sabres select Nikita Zadorov.
2013. So Zadorov ends up being a nice NHL player, has a nice long career, didn't last long here because Tim Murray traded him away because he had some issues like alarm clocks.
He had an alarm clock problem.
But I flashed back to, I've been hearing this team say we got to be tough to play against for more than a decade. The entirety of the drought, it's been about how we got to be tough to play against. And they never are. They never are.
No.
Why? Can anybody give a theory on that? Like a real honest theory. I've got an organization, a team, that has wanted to be a thing for 12 years.
Yeah.
That's pre-tank. Then they tank and they go get Eichel and, you know, they start going with some young guns and some young talent. And every other year, outside of years where they're trying to be bad, they are trying to be tough to play against, and they never are. And right. I also think that the fans would respond to that. The most the fans ever came back in this entire drought was, as you pointed out, one of those Granato years where they scored a ton of goals and they were really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Were they tough enough to play against? I don't know. I guess not. But they were fun.
And they won.
And they won games and they finished over 500. I'm not even – I know there's value in what Kevin Adams wants to add to this team. I'm thinking to the article I read after Florida won the Cup, you know, what lesson will teams take? Will it be about the grit and the toughness and the physicality? Or will it be about, yeah, you need that from great players?
Because
that's what Florida has.
Skill.
They have skilled players that do all that. And that's going to be your ceiling for that kind of team. And there are going to be a lot of teams that chase the middle ground. And I think – the Sabres are kind of in a spot where it's just like, we got to be tough to play against. It's the GM's sixth offseason. If this was something he wanted to do and he's still chasing it, forever ago they've been chasing this the entire time that the Pegulas have owned the team. Tough to play against. 2025, we got to be tough to play against.
Yeah.
2024 was the same message.
Yeah. And they let their best player lay on the ice without his helmet off and did nothing about it.
Right.
Not that that's the same, quite the same
it's,
thing.
It's part of it. It's part
it
of
is,
it.
It's, yeah, it is a part of it.
Just kind of, I mean, it took me right back into 2013, that blue and gold, like, want to be tough to play against. Remember, you want to say like how it's related. What's that after? That's after Miller gets his head
taken
off.
That's after those two draft picks, but also that is, they trade Derek Roy for Steve Ott. And they signed John Scott, right? Because they just thought, we got to be tougher. And that's kind of where it all started going south, mm-hmm. right? That's when it all started to go, ooh, this team kind of stinks. Right around there. And is that just what you do when the skilled guys aren't good enough to get you to the playoffs? Is, well, we got to do something. And we're Buffalo, so we can't get better star skill guys. So we'll do this. We'll be mean and gritty. And I think that's when it could start. That's when it can really start going south. And
if you're not skilled,
the fact that they're not actually ever that much tougher to play against, you know, where there are like a story in the league, like, man, can you believe how hard it is to play against? They never get that. I think that's just when you lose, is it more about the size of the player or the DNA of the player? Or is it more just the kind of a result of when your team stinks, it's harder for everybody to be like 100% bought in all the time?
I think that's a lot of that stuff. I think that's a ton of it. That's why when you watch Florida, why do all these players do it? Some of them have the just they do it all the time, and others.
But there's a wave that they're riding.
Yeah, they buy in. There's a buy-in. There's a buy-in.
But it's all based in this team is great and this can win the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe that your team has that in them because they are 12 points out of a playoff spot, well, I think it's a little bit harder. It gets harder to be that way. So it's kind of a chicken and the egg. It's a hamster wheel, right? Like, just going back and forth and like, well, why aren't they like this? It feels like when you artificially pump it in, when your team's not that good in the first place, I don't know how valuable it actually is if your team isn't actually good.
803-0550. We'll see how it goes. It's just kind of, you know, you get to a spot where you've been the GM of the same team mm-hmm. for so long, and you're still saying tough to play against.
I saw also points made this weekend about, well, like, Lindy likes this. Like, this is a Lindy style, isn't it? Well, like, sure, Lindy in 99. Maybe it was like that, right? Around the best goalie in the world, ever. Lindy's last two legitimately great teams, maybe I'm skipping over Dallas, so I don't remember, you know, what his teams were like when he went to the playoffs with Dallas. When he went to the playoffs more recently with New Jersey, what were they? Were they small and skilled?
Yeah, they scored a bunch.
Led by Jack Hughes. What were the Sabres in 2007?
2006, he won the Jack Adams.
He won the Jack Adams in 06, and what were they in 07? Were they setting records with how many goals they scored with small forwards? So, like,
mobile defensemen.
Does Lindy like it? Or did Lindy, like, because I've got two Lindy teams, two of his most successful teams ever, which were small skill, let's go out score them. And this team is the opposite of that right now. They're big. They might be able to score still. They were good at scoring last year.
Yeah.
And I've only taken Paterka off that. They certainly are big, though. They actually updated after the Timmins trade on Saturday. They're now the second tallest team in the NHL. So they're big. They got that. They wanted to be that, and they are that.
803-0550, if you want to jump in. 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on a beautiful Monday morning. Last day of June. Tomorrow, July 1st, unrestricted free agency. You know, maybe they just shock us. Maybe they blow us away.
What would be the minimum for shock? They're not getting Marner.
A top six player would shock me.
Like
a legitimate top six player.
Like if they sign Nikolai Ehlers tomorrow.
Yes.
That would be shocking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Brock Besser. That'd be shocking, right?
Yes.
There's only a couple of those guys.
That they would get it done, that they would get that commitment. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe surprise is the correct answer here, but
John Tavares, Brad Marchand, that's got to be the end of the list. Like one of those five.
Yeah.
Patrick Kane.
Tavares signed.
Tavares signed. Thank you. That's right. Tavares signed.
So he's off the extended list. In Toronto.
Yep.
All right. 803-0550-1888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe, more of your phone calls. Paul Hamilton, top of the hour here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.